This piece was brought to you by Route 11 Potato Chips, RT11.com, HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Opinion.
The biggest story in food this year is also what many consider to be a hallmark in the waning years of our democracy: income inequality. Barack Obama has called it the defining challenge of our time, and articles come out regularly every week or so about America's race to the bottom. The year of 2013 has seen numerous strikes, with fast food workers staging protests across the country, demanding an increase in the minimum wage to $15 per hour. Meanwhile, the closest thing to relief, an increase in the federal minimum wage to roughly $10.10 an hour, has garnered little congressional support in a record year of obstructionism, complacency, and vitriolic animosity towards the have-nots. Since the 1970s, income inequality has grown substantially across the globe, but is highest in the United States, though approximately 42% of us don't believe it has. But structurally and systemically, America has a long, rich history of hating the poorest among us. Long ago, a person's worth became tied to the work that they do, or don't. And what most of us are worth now is very little, and less than it used to be. A Walmart in Ohio ran a food drive for its own workers. It wasn't the only one. While McDonald's, the lowest of low-hanging fruit for complacent outrage, has advised its employees to get second jobs in order to subsist. Many fast food workers rely on federal SNAP benefits, which have just been cut, even the programs for women, infants, and children. And in an economy where everyone feels the squeeze, we run the risk of feeling both personally disempowered and collectively unsympathetic. But by Bloomberg's own numbers, 46% of New Yorkers are poor or near poor. What are the causes? For food workers, it's been a 60-year race to the bottom, for cheaper prices at the expense of quality and nutritional value, and of course worker wages, as you'll have heard elsewhere in this network's fine programming. But cheap food means low pay for people all along the value chain, from the farmer to the processor to transportation to the service employees who cook and serve the cheap food that's made this country great. But cheap labor ends up hurting the economy. In a so-called recovery that has seen diminished full-time work and an increase in low-wage jobs, workers have little purchasing power even to cover basic costs, let alone indulge in luxury items like health care or dental work. In simple terms, workers can't buy stuff and things that allow for other workers to make more stuff and things if they don't make enough money to do so. And lowering the prices of stuff so workers can afford them results, typically, in lower wages for somebody else, and on the cycle continues, especially as the cost of raw materials rises as supplies diminish. There's the often-cited adage that Henry Ford paid his workers enough for each of them to buy a Model T. But we're long past the halcyon days of the early 20th century, and you know you're in trouble when the good old days were 100 years ago. So what's to be done? Organize. Organized labor, historically proven to be one of the greatest engines for increasing opportunities and protecting low-wage workers, has had its own booms and busts over the 20th century. But a resurgence of union power looks unlikely anytime soon. Unions are a dirtier word than government assistance in pockets all over the country. But organized labor is the biggest threat to structural inequities, which is why it has been thoroughly dismantled for so long, and why it has to come back if we are to see any chance of real reform taking place among low-wage workers. So if you're looking for a way to give this holiday season, support a union. I suggest SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, which has played a central role in organizing and advocating for fast food workers during this year's multi-city strikes. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, this is Nathaniel Coburn, signing off for 2013.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The songs used in this piece are Naps and No Phone by Space Ghost and Pyongyang Part 2 by Comanche. Thanks for listening.